at identifying motor cars simply by the sound of the engine. Why am I doing this? Well, it's John Talodi, and John is the managing partner at Classic Cars Passion. It's a global website, and you are introducing it to South Africa, John.
Yes. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me on the show.
What is Classic Car Passion?
Well, Classic Car Passion, we've just launched the South African branch of it. It has been actually going for 12 years in Europe. It brings together classic car fans from all over the globe. Anybody interested in owning, reading up about classic cars. And what we decided was we thought it would be a great idea to bring Classic Car Passion to South Africa and start offering events, cars for sale, news items, editorial, specifically for South African car fans.
I mean, one only has to go out on the roads on a Sunday morning, because that's the day, there's a rule, I think, all classic cars stay indoors, and then on a Sunday, people take out their classic cars for a drive. Some of them end up on the side of the road, and many of them do make it home, and it's a passion project, but it is also a highly investable asset class for people who know what they're doing, people who restore cars, people who rebuild these vehicles, and people with a deep passion for them actually create quite considerable assets.
Yes, I think one aspect of classic car ownership definitely is if you buy right, it can definitely be financially beneficial. And few asset classes allow you to enjoy your asset while you're invested in it. I think if you look at something like the Hagerty Index, if you're aware of that, they track various. Well, what Hagerty does is they track various. Classic cars over the years. They have indices similar to what the stock market does with shares, and they look at affordable classics, British cars, blue chip vehicles, which are in the multi-millions of dollars, and they see how they track over the years. And one aspect which we've seen growing for the last 7 years, even with last year's big dip, was the affordable classics, which is vehicles within the sort of 300 to 600-700 thousand rand range. People are looking for alternative ways to spend their money. And another aspect which has grown hugely over the last year is online classic car purchasing and auctions. I think being stuck at home, people are looking to invest in something slightly different and maybe enjoy these cars on the weekends, as you mentioned, once lockdowns ease up.
I mean, what are the big mistakes people make? I suppose in the same way as anything, you decide you want to start a wine collection. So you buy wine that you like and invariably you end up drinking it. Or you go to an art gallery and you buy a piece of art that you like in the hope that one day it'll be worth more than you paid for it. And I suppose you're going to make the same mistake when it comes to buying classic cars. You buy a car because you like it and you want to drive it on a Sunday morning. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be worth anything 5-10 years from now. There is most certainly a craft, a science, and an art, no doubt, to investing in cars if you want to make a return.
Yes, definitely. I think, as you mentioned, that your primary reason should be for one of enjoyment. If you enjoy cars, classic cars can be great. But one of the things we offer as Classic Car Passion is a central hub for car fans to actually go and read up about cars. Is buying guides, event listings, everything to sort of learn a bit more about it. You wouldn't invest in a stock without doing a lot of research, and the same applies to this sort of thing. A car is even a cheap classic car is not necessarily something that cheap, so you do want to make sure you do your homework beforehand. And even if the value doesn't go up that much, you still get the enjoyment of owning it and taking part in the events and that sort of thing.
Well, what's the gateway drug to classic cars? What is the first, typically the first sort of car that somebody buys? I've got one in mind. I'm curious as to what it might be. One that's affordable, one that you might have a retro feel to it, something that you might remember from your childhood. I don't know what it is, but is there a typical sort of gateway drug to classic cars?
A lot of people end up hankering after the vehicles they saw on their bedroom walls when they were teenagers and cars they grew up with as children. And sometimes those vehicles now are quite out of reach. So cars to buy now that fall into the affordable category They're getting rarer and rarer. But in South Africa, I think anything from the sort of late 80s to the mid 90s, preferably German if you don't want it to be breaking down on the side of the road too often. But it really is a personal choice. The VW Beetle is quite popular. Lots of parts for it. People still get that classic car feel, but it's not going to break the bank if something goes wrong. There's a number of classic vehicles like that. So yeah, it really depends on the individual, but there are many ways to get into it.
No, I just see a lot of I think people race them. They soup them up and they race them. The old Ford Escorts. I'd written Ford Escort down, but Beetle is probably a much better bet. Let's play a little game here.